Also, you can see the third wheel has turned up, and in true Hoggy style, is like playing football in the background. He is a disgrace. Sports fans, welcome to episode 51 of Halfway Up Middle, joined by two of your usual hosts, apologies, myself and Pierre. As always, consummate professional Matthew Parker is scratching around in his house trying to find a pair of headphones. An absolute disgrace.
I don't know what's worse though, Liam. He's scratching around, but you just called us ghosts or coasts rather than hosts or whatever it is. It's that time of year, though, isn't it? It's just, you know, I don't know why I feel really tired today. But very much looking forward to this. Always perks us up, but it certainly doesn't feel like the cricket season's on the cards. It's been lashing it down here in Edinburgh today.
Oh, mate, it's absolutely Baltic up the road. And while I've got you, Pete, but you know how, like, when people on telly get things wrong with pronunciation, etc., they often say, oh, wait a minute, I'll put my teeth in. Well, yeah. I'll tell you a story. I had a tooth taken out yesterday. Wow. Have you ever had a tooth removed?
Never had a tooth removed, but I've had a lot, had plenty of work done to my teeth in the past. Never pleasant, never the nicest thing in the world, Liam. But so that's your excuse for why you're calling us ghosts rather than coasts, rather than cohort hosts or whatever.
Pretty much, mate, yeah. Obviously, sports fans will be delighted to hear that on tonight's episode we have a special guest joining us on the show tonight is Ailsa Lister. Ailsa, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. I was just telling Pete there I had a tooth taken out yesterday. So it's a bit sore, like. Have you ever had any teeth hauled
out?
No,
actually. I haven't experienced that yet, but I can imagine it would be pretty painful.
Yeah, it was like at one point where the guy goes, right, just one loud crack, and then it's like, and he's like, yeah, that's it. I was like, geez, oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
So, not good. Where are you in the country just now?
I'm in Manchester. I was actually up to Edinburgh today, up and back in one day. I'm back in Manchester, so.
Were you driving?
No, I took the train, actually.
Ah.
I took the train.
And
yeah,
it
it's supposed
time.
To be... Well, no. So I've realised I don't like it. It's supposed to be relaxing, but I don't like it because it makes you late to things and that's out with my control. So, I was on the train. I had to message Craig and be like, look, I'll be 5 minutes late. Can't do anything about it.
From experience, he doesn't handle lateness very well, does he, Coach Wallace?
No. But I was like, look, I'm here. So it'll have to do.
Exactly. Where are we at? MES? Good numbers?
At Napier for training day and, a couple of hours. And then we actually had a shoot, like a photo shoot thing at MES afterwards. So,
decent.
Yeah. Good day.
So
Whistle
what was...
stop tour.
Yeah, what were you doing media-wise? Was it new kit or...?
And just for the qualifiers and stuff as well. So just a few photos and things. So yeah.
That was a long pause there with new kit. There's obviously a new kit that nobody's allowed to say anything about, clearly. It's okay. Obviously a new kit. They put a 70% sale on the shirts. Even I thought about buying one, to be honest with you.
But
that's exciting times. You're not obviously not allowed to tell us any more. I'm guessing
can't tell you anything else.
Not exactly going to be red and white, though, is it, in terms of colours?
No, it's not going to be red and white.
God, could have been a Halfway Up Middle exclusive. That could have been unbelievable. But, hey.
Inside scoop.
Exactly. We know. So how's things going down in Manchester? For the sports fans that don't know, you are contracted to the Thunder now. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. So it's been pretty hectic. We got back last Friday from our pre-season tour, So we went to Dubai for 5 days and then Bangalore in India for 10. So it was pretty hectic, but it was really good. And then, yeah, and then I flew home for like 4 days and then we've been back training this week. Out to Old Trafford last Friday for the first time training outside. So that was good. But it's been pretty much raining since then. So we haven't been outside since.
They love a bit of rain in Manchester, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's not great. It's not ideal, but...
More wet than dice?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. And definitely worse than Huntley. It's more tropical in Huntley, I reckon.
Absolutely. Costa del Huntley.
That's funny. Yeah. It's always said that about Aberdeen, didn't they, though? That it's like it's got more sunny days than Rome. So it's like, I always used to think, I mean, it was a long time ago when I lived in Aberdeen, but it was always seen drier in Aberdeen than it is in half the country, and certainly drier than Manchester, which is absolutely, every time I go, it's pissing everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's not ideal, but we're going to have to make do, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. What did you think of Old Trafford, mate? Is it pretty impressive?
Yeah. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? Like, it was even just like I'd been down a few times last summer, just for like a few weeks at a time, just to train, and I played some second 11 stuff and that kind of thing. And I remember the first time I went, and like even just like going into our own changing rooms, got our own lockers, things like that, and then just like walking down to the dugout and then training. I was just like, whoa! And I'm like, I remember the first time I went and I'm like looking around because I'm like, this is insane. But these girls are just like, oh yeah, we've trained here since under 11s, you know? And I'm like, they've walked in every day and I'm just like, okay, play it cool. It's fine.
How's the deck looking? Is it hard enough to kind of net on and stuff or?
Yeah, so we as I say, we netted on it last Friday and it was all right, actually. I mean, it's like low and slow as it would be in March, end of March, April time, but actually it was all right. The lads are supposed to be having their first county championship game, I think, on Friday, but I'm pretty sure that'll be cancelled.
Also, you can see the third wheel has turned up and in true Hoggy style is like playing football in the background. He is a disgrace. I can only apologise on behalf
of him. That's all right.
He'll probably be on mute. He probably won't speak, but he's here at least.
That's all right. That's all
How's
right.
How's it going, Elsa? Sorry, I'm late. I had to get a set of headphones. Pete, yeah, you've not even got headphones on.
I never have headphones on. I just pre-reel it. High quality system here.
His voice is loud enough.
I can't believe it.
So obviously, Elsa, it must have come around. You've gone down for some second team stuff last year and impressed them, and they've taken you on board. Is that kind of how it's come around?
Yeah. So that's kind of how it started. I went down for some second 11 stuff. I don't really want to say this, but basically, we played a Scotland A game against them, and I did all right. And then their coach was like, look, we need to get you down, and that's kind of how it happened. So yeah,
who is the coach, Elsa? I saw a picture of you in India. I recognize the two coaches. Is it Stephen Perry?
Yeah, Stephen Perry is the assistant coach. He's like the spin coach. He actually didn't come on tour with us because he was away with England A women, but our new head coach is Chris Reed, like excellent keeper, batter.
Yeah,
so
brilliant.
Yeah. Pretty nice. Good appointment, that.
Yeah.
Was he in India with you?
Yeah, he was. He was. He started in January.
Ah, perfect. That's exactly what you want. Like, he's a quality keeper back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was just in like some demonstrations and he's like, he's just put on these old scabby G&M gloves. Nothing else. Like, no other
cricket brand, GM.
No other like kit or anything. And he's just like doing a demonstration whilst talking to us. Taking these like rank half volleys, like as if they're just like coming straight in. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. It makes it look so easy. It's just like, oh my God.
class.
I'm going to interrupt here. Chris Reed learned from the very best keeper that ever lived, in my opinion.
Oh my God, here he goes.
Jack Russell, Gloucestershire. Chris Reed came up through the Gloucestershire age groups and then left to go and play Nottinghamshire. I just had to throw that in there, but Jack Russell, my all-time hero. So just wanted to offer my keeping insight there, which is very limited.
Yeah.
So what are you down the road in Manchester? Where are you at in terms of, are you there as a bat or a keeper bat, or are we still keeping, or where are we at?
So I'm still keeping. So there's actually four of us. So there's four keepers in Manchester. So yeah, I'm still keeping. I reckon I'm maybe second or third. But yeah, like batting, probably middle order, probably more of a focus if I am to play at all, fingers crossed. Probably more T20s. But yeah, that's kind of how it's at. Obviously, as the season goes on, we'll probably find out as we go. But so I've not been given anything really specific, but yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Sound. How did you find Bangalore? First time out there?
Yeah, good. Yeah. So first time in Bangalore. I'd been out, I've got so much money. We actually had a batting against spin camp in January. So they just took 10 of us out, like 8 batters, 2 spinners. And we just spent 10 days in Mumbai, actually. So Mumbai was crazy. That was crazy hectic. Pitches were mad. Bangalore was a bit more westernized and obviously more game focused. So yeah, had a pretty good few months, to be quite honest. yeah.
You've got no cheek to be moaning about the rain. You've been in the sunshine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's been raining here, so I've been told.
Fuck, it's absolutely brutal in Aberdeen just now.
Oh, it's grim, mate. It's grim. What? How was the diet out there? Did you dabble with the kind of all types of?
Yeah. We had pretty good food. I mean, we stayed in pretty nice hotels, but obviously it was still kind of Indian food and stuff. Luckily nobody got ill, so on either trip, which is actually kind of unheard of. But yeah, it was good. Although I must admit, playing a 50 over game in 33 degrees and then coming off for teas and they've got like curry and rice and you're like, actually I could do with a sandwich, you know. It's a bit bit different to usual, but no, it's good.
Cool.
Did you not just get served butter chicken the whole time? Every time I've been to India, they just put on butter chicken because obviously they want to keep it safe, basically.
Yeah, that's kind of, and then at dinner time and stuff, we might dabble in like the buffet that's got some other things, but it's a lot of butter chicken.
Decent. Who were you rooming with? Elsa, did you have this kind of in twos?
Yeah.
Or?
So I was with Daisy Mullen. We're similar ages, so yeah, she'd be crack. But yeah, it was pretty good, to be honest.
Sweet. Happy days. Your kit arrived in one piece?
Yeah, it all arrived in one piece.
There we go. So happy days. So brings us on nicely to some more time in the sun. So you were out in Desert Springs as well?
Yeah, we were.
That was kind of like a... Was it 8 days and you played some Sunrisers? Was it the Sunrisers that were over there?
Yeah.
So first of all, give us an idea about Desert Springs. How do you find the setup over there?
Oh, it's ideal, really. I think obviously we had a couple of series over there at the end of last summer. And it was great for us, actually, especially for like the shorter tours, because it's got everything you need, you know, like, and you're 100 yards from your apartment to the ground, like it's great. So, and the facilities are pretty good. Like when we played on them, the actual pitch itself was good. The kind of outfit was really good. The nets were a bit iffy, and similar again when we went in February. But overall, like pretty good actually. I quite like going there. And then for that training camp, it was ideal. Really, it was just everything you need. Pure flight away, ideal.
And obviously, going from Manchester to Scotland, you'll see quite a drop down in the standard of head coach, I'd imagine.
No comment.
I'm kidding. Sound like it all went well out there. Because you'll
interesting point though, Liam. About, and I'm not certainly not here to compare coaches at all. But like you see, obviously, you know, you were saying there about With the Thunder, there's been a lot of opportunity to go over to India a couple of times and Dubai and things like that. And then you see Scotland going over to Desert Springs. I mean, over the years, there's obviously been this sort of comparison of Scotland kind of being resource kind of limited and all the rest of that. See when, do you feel like there's a leveling up happening from when you go to a sort of professional outfit in England compared to the sort of Scotland setup in, and not so much in terms of the coaching quality, because I'm not, we're not here to debate that. It's more about like the ability to be able to do, to develop your game in the right way, I suppose. Is that something that's still, that you feel like that Scotland are kind of being able to match in a way?
Yeah, I think it's definitely getting better. I would say that like the main difference is just the amount of money, and obviously Lancashire are probably one of the wealthiest counties and regions. But yeah, it's just like, for example, obviously like when we go away to Desert Springs, like, we've got Craig and Joe and Carrie came as well. But that's not a huge amount. Whereas like I go to Thunder, and there's six lanes at the indoor centre and a coach per lane that's slinging to you, that's like coaching. And then you go and you've got three physios, you've got two S&Cs, you've got like any staff member you can think of that there is, and probably two or more of them. So I think that's probably the biggest difference I see. I'd say in terms of the standard, it's probably not like, obviously you've got like your big guns at Thunder and that play England Day in England and stuff, but I'd say in terms of the standard actually of teams are pretty good, like, in which we proved at Sunrisers. Sunrisers play in the regional stuff, and we did well against them, so I'd say in that sense it's pretty even. But yeah, it's just the amount of money, and obviously we know that that's an issue in Scotland and in Cricket Scotland. So yeah, that's probably the main difference, I'd say.
That's awesome. And just to sort of follow up on that, obviously you've been away an awful lot over this summer. Winter. Obviously everyone's very jealous, but in terms of your game, appreciate we're coming into the summer now, the UK summer. Have you noticed a difference? Are you seeing the impact of all these trips away? Are you seeing that kind of, are you like, wow, there's elements of my game that I'm doing now that I just wasn't able to do 12 months ago or anything like that at all?
Yeah, I think so. And I think if anything, it is just like the time on task, like obviously we're all pretty much full time, so you're only doing cricket. So you're just able to dedicate all your time to cricket, so hitting twice as many balls a week, catching twice as many balls a week, got twice as many coaches, and so I'd say like, it's inevitable, I suppose, that you're going to improve. And that's probably one of the good things about a lot of the girls are heading into England, and there's a lot of us that are down doing the regional stuff, which is good. Obviously, it's not ideal for the state of cricket in Scotland, but yeah, I'd say I've improved, and hopefully that shows this summer. But yeah, I'd say it's been really good, and obviously it's good to come back to Scotland and kind of transfer those skills a little bit. Like the first block of the winter, like up until Christmas, it was quite a lot of technical work and just kind of refining my game that in that sense. And then obviously post Christmas, it's, we've got out and done these tours and stuff, and then obviously put more of a focus on T20, obviously pre-qualifiers. So yeah, I feel like it's been a pretty good winter in that sense.
Amazing. Awesome.
What do you think? Ilsa, were you not in Australia last winter?
Yeah, I was.
Where about you?
I was in Perth. So I've got an auntie and uncle in Perth, so I stayed with them. I just deferred uni and then went to Oz, came back, and then cancelled uni.
Right. That's the way. What's it like out there for like ladies cricket? Were you playing men's cricket as well, or?
So I didn't play men's cricket. I was only out there kind of November, December, because we had the 19s in January. So I wasn't out there for a huge amount of time, but I just played women's cricket and played like A grade women's cricket, which was a decent standard. I think it definitely depended week on week, it depended on whether their state girls were there. So if their state girls were there,
I was going to say
it was
yeah.
great. And I still got the opportunity to keep and open at that point. But whilst obviously facing better bowlers and batting with different girls as well. So I'd say it was pretty good. I think Perth is probably, I'd make a guesstimate that Perth is probably one of the worst ones to go to, having spoken to other people, just purely down to the amount of teams and the, you know, like that. There's, I played in A grade, which only had four teams. It's got five now, whereas obviously over in like Sydney, Melbourne, you got like 10 teams, for example. So, but yeah, it was a good experience, like at that point in my journey, I suppose.
See, from a view as an opening bat, Ilse, when you are facing better bowlers and there is more pace on, does that play to your strengths? Do you find that a little bit easier to kind of manipulate the ball around?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really open as much anymore, but yeah, what I'd say pace on. I probably prefer pace on to spin. So I've worked quite a lot on my spin game this winter, because that seems to be pretty important, obviously in women's cricket as well. So yeah, I probably prefer a bit of pace on. Probably as well from playing men's cricket, and yeah, whereas some of the girls obviously played women's cricket all the way through. So I'd definitely say in that sense. But yeah, I'd probably say that I need to keep working on my spin work, because that seems to be pretty important, especially if I'm coming in through the middle. So, yeah.
Liam, she's an opening batter. There's no manipulating going about. She's going to smash it. You're such a Strathy Union plodder. Go out there and manipulate it.
One run, past point for one. Ilse, what did you reckon of the draw? Have we got the better side of the draw for the World Cup qualifiers, or what do you reckon?
Yes, yeah, so I, to be honest, I've actually not thought about it a huge amount, because I don't really try like to stress about these things. But I actually think that having Sri Lanka in your group is probably quite good, because then you're not going to play them again like in the semis. And obviously, the one before the semis, like the quarterfinals, I suppose, because they're the most important ones. So I'd actually say in that sense, then, yeah. And I reckon, like, obviously we played Thailand last year, didn't do very well, but we hadn't played international cricket for 10 months and we just weren't very good. Whereas now I definitely think, like, we should beat Thailand, we should beat everyone else in that group, and actually playing Sri Lanka, I think, will be a pretty good game. And I reckon if we're on our A game that day, who knows what could happen. And then obviously if you come top of the group, then it makes it a lot easier, because you play second place of the other group. So yeah, actually I reckon having Sri Lanka's not too bad.
So it's two teams qualify?
Two teams qualify, yeah. So top two in the groups go through and then play each other, and then the winners of that. So then your final is kind of irrelevant, I suppose, because both teams are going through.
And obviously looking at the other side of that group, obviously looking at the rest of the group, USA, Uganda, I know we've played USA in the past and beaten them. Mm-hmm. Not played Uganda. Has Uganda ever been played before?
I don't think we've played. I've not played Uganda. Because I think if I'm right, I'm pretty sure it was just Zimbabwe that got through the last time from like the African bit. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we played Uganda.
Cool. And then and then you look at the other side of the draw, and it's like, and see Ireland, who you beat a few times. You beat them a few times last year, which was fantastic. Netherlands, who I always think you're better than the Netherlands, and there's been the odd kind of rogue result that they sometimes sort of beat you. But
yeah,
and Zimbabwe, we've played them a few times. They're always kind of awkward team, are they not?
Yeah, we've played them a few times. Yeah, I'd reckon out of that group, it'll probably be Ireland top, Zimbabwe second, I'd guess, unless the Netherlands have a good run. But that would be my guess. Obviously, Ireland, yeah, we have beat them in the past, and obviously that's always a kind of crunch match. So, yeah, we've got a warm-up against them, so that'll be interesting. Yeah, so we've actually, and it's obviously good that we've got a few games leading into it as well, which will help, because often we're just normally like thrown straight in at the deep end.
superb. And I mean, that's obviously coming up. That starts on the 25th of April. When do you guys fly out for that then?
We actually fly on Sunday. So we fly on the 7th. So we've got like a pre-tournament. So we actually play a couple of ODIs. And then we play some T20s as well. So, yeah, it's not a bad time.
That's class. Who are you playing in that, like, pre-tournament?
We definitely play USA, and then I think we play Papua New Guinea, who aren't actually in that tournament. But I think they're maybe just having a bit of a series. I don't know. But I think we're playing Papua New Guinea and USA, and then maybe a game against the UAE as well. I don't know. I'd say I probably should have looked into that a bit more, but just go what I'm told, really. You know, just turn up for the bus.
I think I'm impressed that you even know where you are right now. So based on the fact that Bangalore, Mumbai, Dubai, back to Dubai, Desert Springs.
Yeah. So we got back from Desert Springs on the Sunday afternoon. I then had a PCA camp at Edgbaston on the Tuesday, and then we flew on the Wednesday to Dubai. I was like, I haven't even unpacked and I'm packing again.
What a life, eh? What a life. And I think it's just wonderful. Like, you could, if you'd have said that to any cricketer 20 years ago, they'd have laughed. They'd have said that's not any cricketer, unless you're a top line Brian Lara type player or something of that nature. And the fact that, you know, this opportunity is not just something that's in the men's game and not just something that's in the full members game in many respects, I just think it's just wonderful to hear. What an exciting journey. What a wonderful time to be a part of the game. I think you must be really excited about it.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And then obviously with all the franchise stuff that's going on as well, it's really exciting. And it seems like, yeah, like women are getting a decent go at it as well, which is always good.
Good to hear, mate. Who's next in line? Who's the next one to come down to England with you?
From Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, most of them are already down. But today there was only four at training. So there's five of us all together at training. So there was Megan McCall, Lorna Jack, Ellen Watson and Orla Montgomery. I think Ellen's actually heading to Loughborough Uni to do her Masters in September. So that might then kind of segue into regional stuff, hopefully.
Yep.
Megan's always good. Megan's a hard worker. I don't know if it's what she wants to come down to England. But she's maybe the next one. So.
Good.
Is she staying at Strathaig this year, Liam?
No, she's been burgled. She's off to Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, sure enough.
Pete might know where she's going.
The mighty Watsonians, obviously.
Oh, to be fair, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
In Edinburgh. It's not going to get... Aye.
Okie doke. We'll move on because we'll qualify for the World Cup. We'll tick that box. And then you'll have to get yourself ready for the 100. Because you were snapped up by Birmingham Phoenix. How did you even find out about that?
It's still kind of crazy to think about. But so we were actually still away at that point. So the week before, I'd spoken to my agent and he'd said, like, I've spoken to all the teams, Birmingham Phoenix seem interested. Have you got any footage? So he got some like YouTube up, did a little clip, and he was like, right, we'll send it off to them. We'll send it to all the other ones as well. And I was like, right, fine. And then he messaged me like the day before being like, sent it out. Birmingham Phoenix seem most likely, fingers crossed, pretty much. And I was like, right, okay, well, I don't think that's like, whatever. Because obviously, I don't know if you saw, but the bottom two bands, like the bottom band, there's two players in each team of the wild card pick, and that's not till like July. So that's obviously designed for like an up-and-coming player or something like that. So I was like, look, like probably not going to get in the draft. Maybe if I get a go at Thunder, then I might end up getting the wild card. So I was like, and we're in Bangalore, and as I say, I'm sharing with Daisy and there's a couple of other young ones, and we're like, oh, let's just watch it, have a wee nosy. And my parents are already like, we're going to watch it, we're going to watch it, you know. And I'm like, guys, don't get your hopes up, but you can watch it if you want, whatever, but don't get your hopes up. So they're watching it at home, we're watching it on the laptop, and it keeps bloody buffering because we're on Indian Wi-Fi, and there's like four of us watching it. 11 o'clock at night in Bangalore when it starts, and we're leaving at 7:30 the next morning on the bus for their last 50-over game. I'm like, oh, we probably shouldn't. Like, we should probably get to bed. Fine, we'll watch it anyway. So we're watching it, and obviously, like, got a little hope, but not loads. And then it's like top pick Amy Jones, and I was like, okay. Second pick Rusha Ghosh, another wicketkeeper, and I was like, right, okay, what's like second keeper or third keeper? Like, there's no way. And then it's like comes down, and then it's like Sarah Smale, who I play with at Thunder, who's also a keeper back. And I was like, right. And then the next one comes up, and it was like Ailes Lockster. And genuinely, my jaw just dropped. And so did everyone. Like, the room just went silent for about 10 seconds. And then the other three are just like screaming, jumping on me, like, oh my God. And I just burst into tears. And I was just like, oh my God, I just can't believe it. And at the band I was at as well, I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. So I'm like phoning my parents, and I could barely hold the phone. My hand's like shaking. I'm just crying away. And then I'm crying, so then mum's crying. And I'm like, oh God, it's just a bit of a chaotic 10 minutes, to be honest. So yeah, and by the time that this all goes on, it's like midnight. And I'm like, I really need to get sleep because we're playing a game tomorrow. But you like, I barely got any sleep, let's be honest. it was a crazy time, and it's still not quite sunk in, to be quite honest. But yeah, really excited. But Phoenix seemed to be topic of conversation with four keepers in their team.
Mate, I looked at some of the players that have signed. So they've got like Izzy Wong, Elise Perry, obviously Amy Jones that you mentioned, the current New Zealand captain, Sophie Devine. It's like,
yeah,
wow. This is going to be class, even if you don't go on a pitch, like just by being in their presence and training and spending days with them, you're going to learn, you're going to get better. Like, what, are you 20 next week? Is that right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, next week. Happy days, man. How good.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to spend your July into August, is it? Like, or just going around some of the grounds. Obviously, like, that's the other thing. Mum texts me like, your second game's at Lords, and I'm like, oh my God.
So good.
So he's just it was actually the 2022 qualifiers in Abu Dhabi the last time. I don't know if you remember, Kyle Kutzer came as our assistant coach, and I'd kind of like been talking about agents possibly getting one, and then he recommended one. It actually happens to be his one. So it's James Welch at Quantum. So he's now my agent. He's been my agent for last year, so he's done a pretty good job so far.
Yeah. Shout out James Welch. Have you had a look at the Birmingham Phoenix stash, Ailsa? Because you're gonna have loads of gear going around.
Yeah,
pretty bright,
Bryce,
pretty out there.
Yeah, Brycey actually, she messaged me being like, oh, congrats. Like, obviously, she was just in the WPL. She was like, do you want my gold pads? Because I don't want them anymore. And I was like, yeah, gold pads are pretty out there, to be fair.
That's quality. What crisp packet are they sponsored by?
Oh, it's what's the popcorn? It's the popcorn one. Is it Butterkiss?
Butterkiss.
Yeah.
Elsa, I'll be honest with you. I, if you've ever podcast before, I'm really anti. I'm very anti the 100.
That's okay.
But I'm not anti it from the women's game perspective. Just to be very, very clear, because I think wonderful for the women's game. I'm just a very like old school. I'm like one of these people they call. What is it they call Luddites, or like, I don't know what else they've called people in the press. Fleas on the end of a tail is what they call people who like county cricket, apparently. But I totally get it. I think it's wonderful for the women's game. What's weird is, even though I hate the 100 in a way, I get all the, I think people are trolling me. I keep getting these emails about the 100, and I get like, it comes up on my Twitter all the time. So I think people have set up. So I know what every crisp packet is for all the teams. It's really depressing. Sorry. But
well, they say that like your phone listens to you and stuff. So maybe if you're just talking about how much you hate the 100 all the time, then you just keep saying the 100. So it just keeps firing through.
Pete, go and tell Ailsa where you're going tomorrow. Come on.
I'm driving. You see, you think you're a traveller. I'm driving all the way to Derby tomorrow to watch Gloucestershire play Derbyshire in the first county championship game of the season on Friday. That's the sort of weird guy I am, okay?
You are a nuffy. That is
in the county championship.
Yeah.
It's March.
It's not, I say.
You're literally going to be sat freezing and bored.
Yeah, but I like...
And possibly in the rain. I don't know what the forecast is for Derby, but...
You're probably right. I probably will be, but I've got a friend who lives in Derby, so I'm catching up with them. I don't get to watch Gloucestershire much. And, you know, I just thought, the county cricket's dying. I know that. I can understand that. But it means that I want to go into these little places where they play cricket before it ends. And then I can fully embrace the 100, which I will be. Look, I'm definitely going to be embracing the 100. The more Scotland internationals playing in the 100, the more I'm on board with it. And I think it's wonderful. And just listening to you over these last few minutes about just your game, the way your game's developed and all this, the investment in it is so exciting. So honestly, yeah, you never know. By August time, I might be wearing a Birmingham Phoenix jersey.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. If you were to support any team, I know there's the Bryces in it, but if you're to support any team, like, come on.
Yeah, 100%. You know what? There's
Who doesn't like bright orange?
Who doesn't like bright orange? And there isn't a team from Bristol, which is where I'm from. So Birmingham's almost the nearest. So why not? Let's go for that.
There you go. Good answer.
Before we move on here, we need to try and work out the crisp packets on each kit. I've got them in front of me here, right? So obviously we know Birmingham, Butterkissed, Ailsa, London Spirit. Who's their kit? Who's their crisps?
Is it not Tyrrells?
Fucking hell. One out of one. Tyrrells.
That's great effort.
Manchester Originals.
McCoy's.
Fucking hell. Two from two. You definitely knew it was Butterkissed. Northern Superchargers. I'm going to have to press you here before we move on to Liam.
Pop chips.
Pete, are you on the wind-up?
No, I think they are.
Is he right?
Yeah, he's right.
No way.
He's cheating.
He's cheating.
The Oval Invincibles. Yeah. Ailsa.
Oh, no, I don't know them. I don't think I know.
Liam?
Skips.
KP Nuts.
Oh yeah, shit one.
Pete, Paul. The Southern Brave. This is your neck of the woods.
They must be skips.
I know this one.
Skips, are they?
No, I know this one.
This is their Kunsel crisps.
Oh, I do know this one.
Go on then.
It's the ones for the young lads. Got them. Palm Bear.
Aha, that's it. Palm Bears, and then the Trent Rockets.
They're bright yellow. They're skips.
Skips, yeah. And the Welsh Fire.
Welsh Fire.
Oh, hula hoops.
Red. Hula hoops.
Fuck it. Elsa, I think you would have got 7 out of 8 there. There have been 8 teams.
I don't know. Yeah, there's 8 teams.
That's a great
fair play. I can't believe you got Tyrrells straight off the top there. I would never have got Tyrrells. That's like a posh.
I just like the colour. I just like the colour of it. So that's why I remember it.
Elsa, I take it you won't be playing an awful lot for Dice this year then. If any,
not at all.
Lucky you. No, we've got two former Dice clothers in here.
Different era.
No, not at all.
As as cliche as it is, obviously, owe a lot to Dice.
Owe a lot.
Are you owe a lot to Dice for getting you to where you are right now? You spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, I'd
anyone
say so.
In particular take you under their wing, or anyone that kind of spent a lot of time coaching over the last few years of it?
Yeah, I was the wise words of Michael Lowe, actually. Jabba. lots of drives, as you can imagine, from Huntley through to Dice. So yeah, especially that first. So I first moved to Dice when I was 15, in 2019. So. Yeah, got a lot to lift from him, lots of wise words. But no, genuinely though, he did help a lot. And no, definitely, that's probably the main one.
Quality. I'm sure they'll all be cheering you on.
Yeah, he calls us, me and my brothers, his cricket children. So he's my cricket dad.
Class, class.
Tells me to stop having a strop when I don't need to.
Hoggy, you've been a victim of a Michael Lowe straight one, have you not?
My days. It's disgusting. I can't, it's been that long since I played a game of cricket against Mike Lowe, but just a horrendous bowler. Great guy.
Bobby Dazzler.
Great guy. But Jesus Christ, on a cricket pitch. Nah.
Mike Lowe was my first captain for Stonywood Dice in 2007. And I remember I played the year before at Aberdeenshire, and he'd been in our ears all winter at the uni saying, oh, you guys, we've got to come over to Dice, got to come over to Dice, got to come over to Dice, right? So we went over to Dice, I remember, and I missed two trainings because I had lots of uni training and uni partying, probably. I'm not going to say uni work. But I then got put in the threes on the first game of the season. And I was like, he phoned me up and I was like, oh, this is me getting a phone call to play for the ones at the weekend. It was like, no, you're down in the threes playing at Duthie Park. And I was like, wow. Well, I you totally get it. You totally accept it because you've got to be committed to the cause. But I didn't think I'd hounded the whole time, the whole winter, just to go and play Dice Threes at Duthie Park. but you know, great club. But absolutely, what a record that club's got of producing great Scottish players, to be fair.
Yeah, I'd actually say, like, obviously, it's like it was an interesting journey, obviously being the only girl when I first moved and stuff. But actually, like as a club as a whole, they were really, really supportive, really supportive all the way through. And both when I was playing for them, also when I was away doing the other stuff as well. So yeah, all credit to them as well.
Yeah.
Don't forget Huntley here, eh? Fucking hell.
I'm not forgetting Huntley, it's all right, don't worry.
I was talking about Liam, he's always going on about Stonywood Dice.
Nah, no, Huntley. Huntley. It would have been Neil. Was it Neil? Would he have done a lot of the junior stuff up there?
Big yeah, Neil and Callum Howard, probably. They were the main two.
Yeah, and obviously Kirsty Gordon from up that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we didn't a actually... Good older than you, eh? Yeah, we didn't really... I actually remember she coached me when I played cricket in the girls' team. So, yeah. That's kind of right. And then when I got into like the Scotland stuff, she'd already kind of moved on. So mm-hmm. Yeah, we've actually not really crossed paths that much, but no. Yeah.
Has she been picked up in 100?
Yeah.
Oh, she may get a game there then.
Yeah. And she also captains the Blaze. So the regional team where the Bryces are at, she captains. So.
The dogs just come in. Chaos. She's got a golf ball. Me, come on. Nah.
This will be a fair bit of editing.
Nah.
But just shows you, Elsa, didn't it? Like, obviously, someone who's picked up the game like yourself, ran with it, bit of talent, plenty of hard work, and then it's got to where you are. And someone like Kirsty Gordon as well, who's, you know, not from a traditional kind of cricketing area in Huntley, but there's two pretty handy players going to be playing in the 100.
Yeah.
And
what you got against Huntley, mate? Non-traditional. Not at all, mate. We've been playing there for fucking hundreds of years, probably.
Yeah.
Non-traditional.
One of the best grounds in the country, without a doubt, in my opinion. I absolutely love Huntley as the ground. But I can't wait till it's on BBC in August time, middle of summer. Everybody after Scotland won the Euros, and we're watching the 100, and you've got Ailsa batting and Kirsty Gordon bowling, and some commentator is going to go, these two both come from the hotbed of cricket that is Huntley. If they've done their research, they'll know that, you know.
Exactly. So that's the guess that you're going
to
watch.
Not listening to this, they'll be thinking fucking Stonywood Dice has done all the work.
Jeez.
Oh. Mike Lowe, Cricket Factory.
I will be right. We watching it.
Let's actually also. What do you know anything about this Scottish Slam or the Scottish Super 10? Sorry, that's going to be happening in August. Have you had any? Has there been anything that's kind of reached you guys? Because it looks like from the adverts, it's going to be male and female, surely.
Yeah, so it kind of clashes with the 100, which is not ideal. But yeah, so it's We've had the registration and stuff through to do that. The women's one is just going to be two teams. Yeah, over like the weekend, so it's like Friday to Sunday, I think, and then I think the men's follow on from that. But I don't know a huge amount. Obviously, it says they're going to get overseas and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Obviously, it might be tricky because it does clash with the 100, especially for the women. So, yeah, not quite sure how that's going to go. But ultimately, it'll be good. And I think, obviously, I thought it was a bit of an interesting one to be held in Aberdeen, to be honest. But, yeah, should be good.
Sure, Callum Howard's looking forward to preparing 73 wickets in 10 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we move on to our power play questions?
Duffy Park. Just one day at Duffy Park.
Exhibition.
Get a drop-ins picture or something put in.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Have you ever played at Duffy Park?
Have I ever played at Duffy Park? I actually think I subfielded at Duffy Park at one point, before my Stonywood Dice days, but when my brother was playing Stonywood and I was playing Huntley, and I think maybe I ended up doing a fine leg at Duffy Park at some point.
That's a baptism of fire. What a ground that is.
I was going to say, I don't know which is worse, that one or what's it called? Queens Link.
People's Park.
Oh, come on. The links, the King's Links.
King's Links, that's the one. King's Links, yeah, right. Oh.
Yeah, it's like so windy there the whole time. You can't hear people.
Hey,
yeah.
They've got a new Astro never, down there.
I've never played and I've never watched either, but I've driven past it and gone, oh, I wouldn't like to play there.
Fair. Right, Elsa, we'll move on to our power play question. So, okay. Obviously, you're an avid fan of the show. You've listened to every single episode, so you know all about these. So, yeah, basically heads or tails. So I'll start us off.
Okay.
Sean Kutzer or Kyle Kutzer?
Oh, God, that's horrible. Sean.
Sean Kutzer. Good choice. Pete.
Football or rugby?
Rugby.
And any preferred team rugby-wise or just rugby, the sport?
Nah, probably just rugby. I used to play, actually, but then got concussed too many times. So, yeah, there's a fun fact for you.
Night in or night out?
Night in, probably. Yeah.
What going for? Netflix? Takeaway?
Easter egg, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Especially the day after when you get them on discount.
Did you get any?
I did get an Easter egg, actually. So the girl that I'm living with, Liv Bell, who also plays for Scotland, we decided to buy each other Easter eggs, but we might as well just bought them for ourselves. But yeah, that would be nice.
I got
a cream egg one.
Yeah.
I got a cream egg one. I like a cream egg.
Just a Kunsel one, just like a little one with like two cream
eggs.
No,
the big one. Like you get two cream eggs and like the big egg. Yeah, we're not cheap. Jesus.
Right. What'd you get her?
She got a mini egg one. No, actually, that's a lie. She got a Malteser one.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Happy with that.
Okay.
The big, the Malteser teaser one with a big egg with a teaser in it.
What do you mean?
I just
you know how the actual egg has the teaser in it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I don't know. I wasn't with her when she opened the egg, so I don't know.
You haven't got a clue about Easter eggs.
Mate, obviously, no. if you just pan that camera down, you obviously do have quite a lot of knowledge about Easter eggs. Pete, next one, mate.
This next question is such a Liam Sweeney question. Breakfast roll, brown sauce or red sauce?
Breakfast roll. What's in the breakfast roll?
Like you've got like any
filling
roll or
sausage, bacon.
I'd say bacon. I'd say ketchup. If it was sausage, maybe brown sauce.
Would you ever put an egg in your breakfast roll, Ilse?
Like a fried egg?
Aye.
No, because then the goo goes everywhere.
For fuck's sake.
Correct. Correct
Liam,
answer.
Liam is like allergic to eggs.
Not Easter eggs. Ilse, Twitter or Insta?
Instagram. Yeah, definitely.
T20 or 50 overs?
I'd probably still say T20, to be honest.
What if I threw 4 days at Derby versus Gloucestershire in April as the third option? Definitely still T20, or are you considering...
Well, that makes it 10 times harder. But I think I'll have to stick with the T20, yeah.
Seriously, though, when you're at the Thunder, what are the formats? Is it 3 days for like multi-day cricket or 2 days?
It's all
white ball.
Yeah, it's all white ball. Because I mean, really? like England women don't really play Test cricket at all.
Yeah, true.
They play like 3 Ashes and then like 1 rogue one against India or whatever. Like, it's my opinion is you either That's do it mad. Or you don't, but don't do it like half. Way in terms of like international Test cricket for women, I'm all for it, but either do it or you don't. But yeah, we just got 50 over stuff and then the T20 stuff as well.
Okay.
Talking of cricket balls, pink or red or white?
White.
Solid.
Next question: ASOS or Vinted?
ASOS.
Good.
Definitely.
Strong answer. Yeah.
Not selling any of your old dice kit on Vinted, no?
No, I'm not actually. I'm not sure how much I'd get for it. But no, I'm joking. No, I'm not.
Ordering the chippy.
Maybe a scampi supper.
What?
Or a chicken fillet supper.
Oh, yeah, there we go. What's the chippy of choice?
Huntley chipper.
Oh, yeah.
As we say, chippy or chipper. You're not from up that way. It's a chipper.
Chipper, yeah. I'd say chipper.
Here, I'll tell you what. True story. I've had a chicken fillet supper from the Huntley chippy, and it's class.
It's a good chipper.
Oh, mate. It is. Whoa. It's chicken goujons, but they are ample.
Oh, posh yeah. chippy.
Oh, I was well impressed.
What? Was it goujons?
I think so.
I've never had goujons from Huntley Chipper.
Got that wrong. Chicken fillets then, but it was class.
Yeah, but they do nuggets as well, but you got to go fillets instead of the nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Pete, are you We're wondering athletes. What the difference is between a goujon and a fillet? Surely they're the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
Not the same thing. Goujons are breaded and fillets not. There you go.
Nah. No, if you go to McDonald's, you get chicken fillets and they're breaded.
Nah.
It's not like chippy batter, is it?
That's fair enough.
Fucking yeah, but McDonald's isn't like a proper chipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. We're going off topic here.
Yeah.
Next question.
Exactly. By ordering.
You're not saying these were quick fire questions.
Yes, quickfire.
From a chippy. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I was such a Liam set of questions here with like your best thoughts and your favourite chippy and things like this. Next question, back on topic, Ailsa, your preferred cricket kit manufacturer?
As in playing? As in, sorry, as in like wearing or as in like equipment?
Let's have both.
Yeah.
Equipment, Grey Nichols.
All right.
Grey Nichols through and through. Yeah. Check out. and kit. I don't know. Actually, to be honest, I've had the last few years. All I've had really had is Grey Nichols.
Yeah,
okay.
I've Dice not had some like dodgy kit over the years. I'm sure Mike Lowe organised them 1 year, and it was horrendous.
I've only ever been in the Grey Nichols.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
Era, yeah.
Yeah, pretty safe going Grey Nichols, to be fair.
Yeah, it's pretty good, to be fair. Pretty good.
This is a peak question. One thing you change about cricket, just in general.
Hard question.
Must mean peak.
One thing I'd change about cricket. This is a bit of a rogue one, and I've not quite thought it through. But in terms of the third umpire, right? And obviously, we've not experienced this, but from watching it, in my opinion, if the ball is hitting the stumps, like for an LBW, it's out. I don't care if the ball's like half hitting, barely hitting. Like if it's going to hit, it's going to take the bails off. Therefore, it's out. Yeah, that's my.
Oh wait, I think they might be doing that.
Yeah. It still has to be in line and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe I said it first. I don't know.
You'll get reviews at 100, and I cannot wait to tweet you when that decision goes to you.
I actually remember having a conversation about this at one point. You know, when you're sitting watching cricket and you're waiting to go into bat, and Peter Ross, who was coach at the time, he was like, going around the team in terms of like who would review, who would not review, like in terms of like an LBW. And he was like, Elsa, you'd be straight up, even if it was Plum, I'd be like, no, definitely not. Hated member of the team just giving away all the reviews because I'm like, nah, I refuse to be out.
My final question is, who in the Scotland dressing room has got the nod with the tunes in the dressing room? Who's playing the music? Who's the DJ?
Actually, Liv Bell, to her credit, since she's come in, she's done pretty good. And we organised purchasing the team speaker and things, so actually she did pretty well there.
Superb.
Nice.
Thank you, Liam.
Final question on these quick fire questions. Favourite Scottish cricket ground?
It's a bit boring to say Grange, isn't it? So I'm not going to say Grange. You know what? Clydesdale.
Nice.
I seem to do pretty well at Clydesdale. They always look after us pretty well. I mean, I've not played there in club cricket, obviously, but when every time I've been there, it's been good. So actually, Clydesdale.
Nice. Yeah, like it down. Played much there, Pete?
It's probably one of the only grounds I've not played at in the whole.
Not played at Tipwood?
Bizarrely, I was meant to play there in like 2005 Scottish Unis, and it got rained off, and that's the only ever time. And I was meant to play in the Scottish Cup semi-final there, but I was almost staggered. So
there you go.
Missed both those opportunities, but it's meant to be a great spot. I've heard it's always a bit hostile if you're playing against Clydesdale. It's always a bit gnarly, you know. That's a good thing. I like that. That's good.
Interesting.
Siege mentality. Oh, well. You made it to the end, Elsa. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Nah, I'll let you get back to that Easter egg and get some sleep for the next flight or train or whatever.
Yeah, get packing tomorrow.
all the best for the season. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Elsa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, pal.
Thanks. See ya.
See you.